Stephen, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much, Jane. Glad to be back.
The Contemporary Arts Center is 75 years old this year, which is an advanced age for an institution that's dedicated to what's new, but it opens its new season this weekend and seems to be in fine form. I think it would be appropriate to start by talking about the exhibition of work by CAC co-founder Peggy Crawford, which is curated by former interim CAC director Ruth Myers. What can you tell us about that?
We are so excited about this and very, very grateful to have two luminaries from CAC history back and working together. So much about the 75th anniversary has been reaching back out to the extended family, getting them back into the fold and collecting stories. And Ruth Meyer was a curator, an interim director, was really pivotal for a large portion of the CAC's history and has developed a very strong both personal and working relationship with Peggy Frank Crawford, who is our last surviving founder, one of the three women, the three pillars that gave birth to this organization. And so when this project started to come into being, we just wanted to do everything we could to support it. And so Ruth has worked very closely with Peggy. We'll have a selection of 17 of her photographs. And really, Peggy has lived a lot of her life through the lens of the camera. So we'll see early photos from Cincinnati all the way through New York and Paris. And then her largest inspiration was Yemen. And so we'll have an extended body of work there. And it's beautiful. Peggy sees the world through this formalist language. So you're going to all of these exotic places, and yet it's unified by color, line, form, and shape. So there's an amazing consistency to the work as well.
The exhibition that seems to be the headline show has a title that catches attention. It's called The One-Eyed Thief, and it's described as surreal satire. What's going on here?
That is a very apt description. So this is the first American exhibition of a Swiss-born, Berlin-based duo named Tayo Onorato and Nico Krebs. And this is organized by curator and artistic director of Photo Focus, Kevin Moore. Kevin is working very expansively with Photo Focus to make this a major event that will sweep the entire city. And the CAC is thrilled and very honored to be launching, in a lot of ways, Photo Focus this year with this exhibition. And like you said, surreal satire will be the menu of the day. They're looking at traditions like documentary photography, the heroic American travelogue by artists like Robert Frank, as well as modernist architecture. And they peck at it. They sort of take it apart. It's this, what I call romantic iconoclasm, this idea of sort of breaking down and building back up and really using the camera not as a documentary object, but really as a vehicle for surreal reinvention. And so it's a very highly playful, but very thoughtful show as well. So very, very excited to be launching the fall season as well as Photo Focus with this exhibition.
And the show that you've curated for this anniversary year is called Memory Palace, which is a splendidly evocative title. My understanding is that it continues to be a work in progress as you collect more CAC memories. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, you got it, Jane. So the title of the show comes from an ancient Greco-Roman mnemonic device, which prompted people to remember by creating imaginary architectural structures in their mind, which then would be populated with a sequential path of memories. So if you can imagine walking through an imaginary kitchen, living room, bedroom, den, and all of them with a cluster of memories living in each. And so it was a way to remember longer narrative sequences. But in practice, what you see is really the subjectivity of human memory, the way that we redraw, transform, obscure, and really render these original events into highly personal renditions. And that's what I'm most interested in. Celebrating the 75th anniversary, looking back at all of our existing structures, not to reaffirm the fixity of facts, but really the way that they move and mutate and evolve over that time and through our human memories. And so that's what Memory Palace will be all based around, about taking intense moments of inspiration and transforming them into highly subjective renderings.
And when will that show go up?
We're very excited because Peggy, Tayo, Nico, and Memory Palace are all opening September 12th.
Well, another piece of good news is that Metrobot is returning. And I think more people knew Metrobot by sight than by name. So fill us in on where he used to stand, where he's going, and what's been happening to him since we last saw him.
Sort of another return of another luminary from the CAC's past. And so Metrobot initially stood at our former location on 5th and Walnut Street, right in front of the building. It was a gift from a pioneer media artist named Nanjun Pike. And it was through Alfred Vaunt's and Carl Solway's assistance that this 27-foot golden robot sort of first took stand and really became an eye-catching icon for the city, for the CAC. When we moved to our new location, it had to kind of go away and take a bit of a hibernation. But through support of the Hale Foundation, the Vaunt's Foundation, and other major partners, we're allowed to bring it back up. And so it will now be standing on the corner of 6th and Walnut with a whole new fresh coat of paint, new technology, but still the basic form intact. And it becomes this media nexus where a lot of different messages, some of Namjoon's videos will be playing, the original payphone will be back and intact and operational. So it becomes a hub for a lot of different activity, and it's another way for people to find the CAC and to be really excited about art that moves inside and outside of our walls.
Well, I think it's so appropriate that the technology is changing, because technology has altered a good deal since Metrobot first appeared.
It's very true. And Namjoon was very forward-thinking in that way, in that he wrote into the basic constitution of the piece that the technology could be updated. He was very aware that this was a speeding bullet and that it would just continue to accelerate and evolve. And he wanted to make accommodations for that. And so this will be Metrobot in its original form. But like you say, all the circuitry will be rewired and advanced and reflecting the present moment.
Drew's Black Box program series kicks off in September as well and has a special performer. What can you tell us about that?
We're thrilled about what's happening this fall at the CAC, because a lot of the ideas that provide the foundation for the anniversary and for Memory Palace are really permeating the entire organization. And so Drew's series of performances, one in September, one in October, one in November, all address these three themes in various ways. September 18th and 19th, we have Tyler Mack. And as Drew likes to say, if you weren't a fan of drag cabaret before this, you will be now, because he does this sort of expansive remix of historical music. Some 240 years all become the ingredients for his recipe. For this particular performance, he'll look at the past 75 years. So looking at, again, the CAC's timeline, and it's this remix mashup of all of these different musical styles and genres and messages all bleeding into, flowing into, and informing one another. Then we move into October, and you've got Ben Frost, who is this sort of muscular, electronic, synthetic musical sound that Drew says is more felt than heard. And then in November, we've got Niels Fromm and Dawn of MIDI, who reinvent the historical instruments, piano, drums, all of these things, but they play multiple versions of the instruments at single times. And really kind of what we're doing with the building, with our history, with all of the exhibitions, reinventing these existing structures and pushing them into unfamiliar terrain.
But Contemporary Arts Center also has a new website with some special attributes that I, for one, was really glad to see.
Oh, happy to hear that.
There's a listing of all past exhibitions beginning with 1939, and that's a real help for historians. And coming up, it's to have a searchable artist list as well. Is that right?
Thank you so much, Jane, for highlighting that, because we really did want to make the website a resource. And so, yes, you're going there to find times and dates of events. But like you say, we wanted the timeline. We wanted the searchable artist database so that you could say, did Andy Warhol ever show at the CAC? Type in that name and find the exhibition, find the date, and really turn our website, expand its potential and its capabilities. And so I'm very glad that you highlighted that. It also becomes a vehicle for us to do a lot more sharing. A large portion of the Memory Palace is that we want to collect your stories, the community's stories, and so it'll become a portal for that. We want people to share in video or audio format, YouTube clips, photographs, anything that the way that the CAC is registered, the way that you want to tell your story, we want to hear it and we want to collect it. So the website will also be a sharing portal for us to do that.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about all this, Stephen.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure, Jane.
We've been talking with Stephen Mantisio, curator for the Contemporary Arts Center. For more information, cwvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.